The war on terror in Afghanistan has now become the nation's longest-running war. But since the founding of the nation, the U.S. has, of course, been involved in many other conflicts. Remembering the men and women who fought and died in those conflicts is the mission of Hillsborough County's Veterans Memorial Park and Museum. In our series Off the Base, WUSS Bobby O'Brien joins retired Navy Master Chief Petty Officer Walter Rasick for a tour of the park and its memorials.
Operation Neptune Spear, Operation Deny Flight, Operation Uphold Democracy, Operation Just Cause, Operation Praying Mantis, Operation Golden Pheasant, the invasion of Grenada, codenamed Operation Urgent Fury, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Berlin Blockade, the Barbary Wars. I'm reading from the 26 granite pedestals that surround a bronze globe just inside the entrance to Hillsborough County's Veterans Memorial Park.
The Committed Forces Memorial is... That's sitting up front as you come in.
This is Walter Rasick, past president of the Hillsborough Veterans Council and member of the Veterans Memorial Park and Museum Committee. And when you're on the committee...
Our members is a former Special Forces Army. And in discussions one day, he said, you know, we got to recognize these brush fire wars, things that didn't hit the big banner headlines like Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Like World War One and World War Two.
And it takes care of the Barbary Wars, conflicts that we had in the Philippines, conflicts we had, well, Black Hawk Down in Somalia, the USS Pueblo, the USS Liberty.
And more pedestals will soon be added. But we aren't here to talk about just the military skirmishes. The Veterans Council has a five-year plan for 20 different memorials. 10 are already built. The county put up more than $1.7 million to build roads, picnic shelters, and restrooms, and to contribute to additional memorials. Volunteers then select an individual war memorial and raise money for its design and construction.
For example, the Vietnam Memorial, that was one person, Bob Simser. While he didn't serve in Vietnam, he was a Vietnam era, but he took it upon himself and he spearheaded that memorial. He raised over $80,000.
Two helicopters are mounted as if hovering on the perimeter of the Vietnam War Memorial. At the center, a black granite wall listing the names of Hillsborough residents killed in action.
There are so many stories of these helicopter pilots in withering fire and were told not to land, would land anyway to extract the wounded.
A statue of a war dog will complete the Vietnam Memorial this November. Rasick is a Vietnam veteran. But his favorite memorial is just beyond, where small American flags flutter in the wind.
The Field of Honor represents over 6,800 who have died in the War on Terror.
A plaza dominated by a granite marker with the names of those killed during Operation Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, and New Dawn is now a living memorial post 9/11.
Every quarter I read those names. I raise those figures, and I tell the people that are there, this is how many died, and this is what we're reading this quarter.
Nearer the museum are memorials commemorating the Korean War in the 1950s and the Spanish-American War in 1898. On the drawing board are plans for additional memorials, recognizing World War I, the Gulf War, POW and MIAs, Purple Heart and Medal of Honor recipients. Their spots are noted on the five-year site plan.
The remainder is a Seminole Indian War, World War II, Civil War, and Afghanistan.
Can you have too many to where they lose impact?
No, not really, because somebody in Hillsborough County died serving their country. And that's the whole purpose of this park, is to honor those who have served Hillsborough County, state of Florida.
Walter Rasick is a Navy Master Chief Petty Officer, retired, who served during the Cold War and Vietnam, and is past president of the Hillsborough Veterans Council. I'm Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
The Hillsborough Veterans Memorial Park will host a Patriot Day event remembering 9/11 and the National POW/MIA Recognition Day tomorrow morning beginning at 11:30. Get details and see photographs of some of the memorials at WUSFnews.org.